Good evening with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman rises to the occasion and defeats Bermuda in their last and final encounter at the CONCACAF Under 15 Girls Championship, which was held at the Hillsborough County Tournament Sportsplex in Florida. After placing second in their group and still not advancing into the semi-final due to goal differences, all other teams in League B were allowed to play one more match to wrap up their tournaments. Cayman faced Bermuda on Thursday and beat them 1-0. The team's coach says Harper Nelson was the lone goal scorer.
The tournament was a huge success. Out of four games, we win three. We never won Bermuda ever, and those teams are in a level that we were at this point. We were just trying to compete with them, and now we're winning. So this is to show that every single one needs to trust the process that our federation, our association is doing. Trust on what the coach, the technical department, and everyone involved with the association is doing, because our time in the Caribbean is very different. It's very slow. Slowly, success and results are definitely showing up.
A quick recap. Last Sunday, Nicaragua beat Cayman 5-0, but Cayman bounced back right after with three straight wins, 3-1 to Guyana, 1-0 to Turks and Caicos Islands, and 1-0 to Bermuda in League B, Group E of the competition. CIFA's technical director and head coach, Claudio Garcia, says they are really proud of the performance of the girls throughout the entire tournament.
They did amazing. They were outstanding. They were warriors, and they definitely did or gave a huge step on our football and on the region. I'm so proud. I am so honored to be here, and I'm really sad that I don't have my coach Alex close by. But this is one great moment for our female football and also for our football in general. Cayman youth football is definitely making a statement on our Caribbean region.
Coach Garcia highlights the faces of the female program and the reasons behind its success.
Miss Marta Godet, an amazing job that she's doing with all the program, and Coach Alex Gonzalez. He's been outstanding preparing these girls for so long, so that now the girls can come here and be definitely what they did. And the full support of our president, our general secretary, and all our EXCO members, and all the clubs involved in our youth football. Thank you so much to every single one of them.
Now that this tournament is over, CIFA's president, Alfredo Whitaker, shares what's next.
We prepare for the boys to depart to Dominican Republic on the 14th. That would be the U14. And later on, at the end of the month, the U17 would be traveling also for their round of World Cup participation. So we keep busy, we keep happy. We are in football for the love of it.
As the Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation prepare to bring international beach volleyball competition back to our shores, the Minister of Sports appreciates that the CIVF is getting younger athletes exposure to advanced competitions and making each player earn their spot on the team. Minister of Sports, the Honorable Bernie Bush.
I like what Doc is doing. 17 and 15. Think about it. You have under 23. That is 6 years and 8 years for our two or some of these young people. So in 3 to 4 years from now, they will be something to be reckoned with in this tournament. That's the way to do it. You build. You put them in there, make them take their licks, and make them learn. And make them, then when they'll come through the better for it. So I take my hats off to the Volleyball Association, what they've done. And I like what Doc is saying from the beginning. He says they're going to have to compete for every spot. It's not because I like you, because I don't like you. You give me good attitude, you give me good practice, and you give me the game as we coach, and you make the team.
Technical Director Dr. Trevor Thurl says 32 teams from 16 countries are expected to compete in this first-time tournament to be held on home soil.
So it's large contingent coming from various countries. Each country has two teams per gender, or it's one team per gender, and we are trying to really expose our Caribbean athletes to a high level of competition. This Under 23 tournament was a brainchild of the Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation, because we saw it necessary to prepare our young athletes first at the Caribbean level, giving them the opportunity to play, and then expose them to NorCircle championships. And they had now we are creating that opportunity for them. So now they're competing against ECVA teams, that's the Eastern Caribbean countries they're coming in. Talking about Kosovo teams, and then they're also inviting the NorCircle Confederation, like USA, Mexico, Costa Rica, to fill the difference, to make sure that we have a full contingent of 16 teams per gender to participate in this event. So it's going to be a tremendous exposure for the girls and a great experience for the country with our first Under 23 tournament.
Brianna and Anya Delapina speaks of preparation leading into the tournament.
Lately, after realizing that we'll be able to I have started to notice more what I have to work on. In each training, I started to make more corrections and listen to coach and take his like teachings in more of a different level. And yeah, I'm just going to training every day, trying to make some more time and taking this really seriously.
Definitely a great opportunity, and training has been really well, so definitely putting in the hours and trying to get our level up there and do our best on the international stage.
The Kosovo Under 23 Beach Volleyball Tournament will take place from September 2nd through September 4th. And the Daryl Morris 40-over cricket competition continued on the weekend at the Jimmy Powell Oval in West Bay. David Bernard Jr., the Senior Development Officer for Cayman Cricket, says it was an exciting matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, that game was between Tamil Nadu and NGMC, and that was played at West Bay. NGMC were the eventual winners. That game was also reduced to a 20-over affair, and that game also decided who would have won the 40-over competition. And it wasn't a final, it was basically just a league, and it was played on a round-robin basis. So the team with the most points at the end of the competition would have been the winners, and that was a top-of-the-table clash between NGMC and Tamil Nadu. And NGMC came out on top, so they would have won the 40-over competition.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.